Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart. Made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. And this one new man has a name in Hebrew, Yeshua. In English, Jesus. And it's about time the world sees this one new man. My guest, Kathy Walters, is equipped so that you can be normal. Kathy, I want you to teach our Mishpacha and demonstrate the spirit. But before you do that, tell me a bit about the honey angel.
A few years ago, I was home one Saturday, which is not very often, but if I'm ever home, I lock myself in my house. So I got up, I'm English, so I went and made a cup of tea, came back, sat up in bed, and started to wait on the Lord. Well, when I do that, usually the fire of God comes really strong, and this fire was falling on me. And then I heard footsteps across the kitchen, which is in the next room. And I thought, well, I know there's no one in the house, so must be an angel. And the next minute, this angel's sitting on the side of my bed, and he leaned over, and he gave me a spoonful of honey. Now, I tasted the honey, and I smelled the honey. And then he disappeared, but he didn't go away. So in my mind, I thought, honey, there's some scriptures about honey, you know. His word is like honey, but it didn't gel. That wasn't it. And I sensed him still standing there, and I said, what's this with the honey? And he said, have you never read about Jonathan? When Jonathan ate the honey, his eyes were enlightened. So I looked that up in the scriptures in Samuel, where Saul's army was going through the forest, and Jonathan was hungry, so he dipped his stick in the honey. And the soldiers said, didn't you know that Saul said we're not to eat today? And he said, didn't you know that when I ate the honey, my eyes were enlightened? So I said, oh, thank you, Lord. And so for 2.5 hours, I was lifted up in the spirit realm. So I was totally in the spirit realm. I saw the call of God come back to Wales and Ireland. A lot of people in the ministry seemed to be in my room. They weren't really, but it seemed like that. And the Lord gave me a lot of prophetic words. But then he said, I'm going to drop the honey on the body. So whenever I go, I look for that honey revelation angel that opens the eyes. And so when I begin to smell the honey, in my meetings you can usually smell the honey. I know the revelation angel is present because he's bringing revelation into the body of who we are and what our inheritance is in the spirit realm. So, but the honey, everyone has to ask for the honey. Everyone has to ask for the spirit of revelation because things have to get from your mind really into your spirit so that you're able to receive everything that God has for you.
Why don't we do that right now? I want everyone listening to say, dear God, in Jesus' name, I pray for the honey. I pray for the spirit of revelation. I don't like it the way it is. I know there's more, and I'm pushing for the more. I ask for the spirit of revelation, the spirit of honey, in Yeshua's name. Go ahead.
The glory of God's been coming on me stronger and stronger, so I can hardly open my eyes. And now it's like this gold is on coming on everything in the room, like a cloud coming on everything in the room. But it's all golden, and now I can't open my eyes. So.
Boy, that sounds wonderful to me. You've sure provoked this Jew to jealousy.
Good. Well, so it's happening. See, just people have to start believing it's for me and stop believing it's for somebody else. Oh, gosh, help. I can't.
What do you mean, help?
I can't get up now.
What's going on, Kathy?
I can't get up.
What do you mean you can't get up?
Feels like someone's sitting on me. Probably my angel. He does that sometimes. But anyway, I just feel like you're really on the right track. I'm getting such a witness in my spirit. And like I said, the glory of God's coming in my room. I can't open my eyes, actually. It's like bright, bright, bright. It's like a bright, bright, bright light. And I can see a man. I think it must be you, although I've never met you. But I can see a man, like, and there's some doors that are, they look big and they look closed, but they're not locked. And you just suddenly got this strength and just like bust through these doors, and these doors flew open. But there was one pair of doors particularly that haven't been open, and suddenly when you struck your fist out, it might be a real religious thing that suddenly you're going to get a breakthrough in there somewhere. I have an angel sitting on my bed, though.
There's an angel. What's the angel look like? Or you just see the light of the angel?
Yeah, I saw he's got, he looks like a book, actually.
Can you tell what he's reading?
No, I couldn't see. I couldn't see. He just smiled.
Well, can you see in the spirit? Is there an angel in my studio? I can't. I've not seen angels beyond one that I literally saw with my eyes.
Yeah, you see, every God-appointed church and ministry, there's angels appointed over that ministry. There's a main angel appointed over your ministry. And I tell you, I do know that he is connected to the angel that's over Gwen Shaw's ministry. The angel that's over her ministry is under the Archangel Michael, who's over Jerusalem. So they're connected, those angels are connected. Your angels in that same kind of, you know, they have like the spheres of angels that are connected over different countries and different places. So I think there's like about three angels that operate in your ministry. I think one is to do with evangelism. Yeah, another is to do with like for the church. In a sense, the church has to get evangelized too, in the sense that they don't have truth. A lot of the church doesn't have truth. They have religious theology, but it's not the truth. It's not setting anyone free. But one of the angels has his hand over that area of ministry. Another one is more kind of like a direct evangelism for the unsaved. So but those angels do operate in that. I see one angel laughs at you sometimes.
Well, I know my engineer's laughing at me right now. But
laugh at you sometimes. He thinks you're funny. I've had angels, you know, when I've been in really religious meetings and everything, I've had angels come and tickle me.
I've seen this happen to little children, yeah, where angels tickle them.
Yeah, it happens to me in a lot of meetings where there's a lot of religion. And then it makes the religious spirit come to the surface really strong, and then either it goes or take, you know, the people leave. Oh, praise God. I can get up now.
Kathy, please pray for our Mishpucha right now to have the spiritual scales removed from our eyes so that we can be normal.
Thank you, Father God, and I thank you that you have given and made available everything that we could ever possibly think of or need or want or desire. And Father, I just pray for a real releasing today of the supernatural realm that Jesus purchased for us on that cross and by the resurrection. Father, I pray you'll touch your body and lift your body into the realms that you created them to live in Jesus' mighty name, not just because it's good and great, but so that your glory can come on us, on your kids, Father, and we be a testimony to you. Thank you for that spirit of revelation to come strong now on the people that are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.
Well, I can feel that anointing, and I believe this idea of going up in a chariot with the Lord up to heaven. Very quickly, would you pray that we have these experiences?
See, the chariots are around you all the time. Like the angels are around all the time. So, Father, I just pray that your open eyes, by faith, people start to receive their inheritance. So, Father, I pray that by faith, people will start to see the angels, start to see the chariots and accept those invitations to go in them. You love to show us what you're doing, Father. And I just pray for release, a mighty release of the chariots. Thank you for all the new angels that came into the earth a few months ago, thousands and thousands that have never been in the earth before, but they're to lift your body into the realms they're supposed to be in. So thank you, Lord, for all those chariots and all those wonderful, glorious things that you have for us. Amen. Thank you.
So the Holy Spirit showed you that there is a release of new angels to bring us into these realms?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about that.
Several months ago, there was I was in New Zealand, and a portal opened, and I saw thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of angels come into the earth. And I found out afterwards the same thing happened in Australia, America, the UK, probably all kinds of places that I never heard of. But the Lord told me it's for this move of the Spirit that's coming. And those angels had not been in the earth before. And actually, a lot of they started playing with people.
You know, Kathy, you are so provoking our mishpucha to jealousy. I want them to take that anointing home with these three books of yours. The first one is called The Visitation, and that's from your three-week visitation to heaven every day. And and when people read this or hear your teaching, many of them, they realize this is the norm to have heavenly encounters. And then your second book is How to Live in the Supernatural. It's practical instructions. So what was normal for the first church would be normal for you. And then the third book is called The Spirit of False Judgment and How to Recognize Religious Spirits. We're making all three books available for a donation of $20. Really important you get a hold of these three books. Shabbat broadcast, let me bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause His countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you His shalom, His completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechech Adonai ve'yishmarech Yo'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha Yisarona Ve'asem lecha shalom.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.